This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
So maybe you have a beef with the police. Maybe you had some unpleasant experience with the law. Perhaps you felt they, or an officer in particular, was heavy-handed, or arrogant, or on a power trip, and maybe it has forever tainted your view of people who wear the badge. Well, folks who were in downtown Cincinnati last week when that coward started killing people will long have a different view of the police, all right. That killer had another 250 bullets in his briefcase he intended to use that he didn't get to because of the Cincinnati police officers, one woman and three men in uniform who ran toward this guy who was spraying bullets. From This Week in Agribusiness, more than 40 years ago, as a baby farm broadcaster, I very well recall reporting this story, that there was a shortage of agriculture educators, that as the school doors opened for the fall, many schools that wanted to have agriculture classes taught could not, because they couldn't find the teachers qualified to teach the ag courses. Well, turn up the clock four decades, and I was reminded last week that as much as things change, some things stay the same. Our longtime friend and agriculture teacher, Joe Steffen, highly regarded among the ranks in his profession, tells me that this is still going on. Joe is at Newark, Illinois, teaching ag, but he's heard from his colleagues that in this one state, Illinois, alone, 30 schools this fall cannot offer agriculture courses because they don't have the teachers. Now, it's not that young people aren't aspiring to teach. It's just that the money offered in the school district is not competitive with salaries offered by companies who need talented young people with that skill set of scientist and communicator. The schools weren't competitive in 1978, and of course they still aren't. Oh, and speaking of ag education, if your travels in the months ahead take you near Fredericktown, Ohio, make it a point to look for that big new historical marker along the road that bears these words, home of the FFA jacket. Yeah, the characteristic blue corduroy jacket of the FFA originated there more than eight decades ago. They unveiled the marker, and two surviving members of the Fredericktown FFA from back in the 30s were there and were honored. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.